Stick around for All Talk at 9 with Kevin Dietz. Then Focus with Paul W. Smith at noon on 760 WJR and on the WJR app. Now it's JR Morning. Here's Chris Renwick, Lloyd Jackson, and Jamie Edmonds.
All right, well, last week, Jamie rang the bell as she finished chemo treatment, and a new episode of the podcast is out. Jamie riding high.
She's still, man. She's working, man.
I know.
She's doing it.
What's going on? Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
How we doing?
I'm okay. I mean, yeah, there are side effects, of course, with this one, but they feel better knowing you don't have to do this again.
Right.
Yeah. That's great. Well,
I thought just it made sense for this week to have an infusion nurse on because, you know, this has been a big part of my life for 20 weeks going in there. And these wonderful oncology infusion nurses are heroes. And I talked to one, Erica Peck, and we tried to just demystify the whole system and the whole way this works in case someone's listening and they're about to start chemo. Here's a little bit. So the way it works, at least for me, is you come into Henry Ford, they access your port, they get it all ready for the nurse, and then they walk you back into these neighborhoods. I was neighborhood one every 16 times I came. And then, I have my different nurse. They ask all these questions to make sure you're feeling okay. And then they do the pre-meds, and then the real chemo medicine starts. Do you find that a lot of people are scared of this process, at least when they first start?
Yes, definitely. I think it is a really intimidating process, and especially, and I'm sure you can speak more to it, but before you've started, even if it's been explained to you what's going to happen on the day of, you just don't know what to expect. And like you said, you said you had a reaction at one point to treatment. Like, that's scary in itself, that you're getting medications you haven't had before, so you don't know how your body's going to respond to them. We definitely have people who are nervous, especially for the first few infusions. But usually people get more comfortable over time. And, we end up having some patients coming here for years and years, and it's like nothing to them. It's easy. They come, they know us, we know them, and they're pretty comfortable. So
another thing, that reaction was really scary. It was for the first drug, Taxol, and it was the first day too. My body was like, what is happening here? Yep. And I started to get really hot, and I took my cold cap thing off, and that ended that journey. Mm-hmm. But everybody was so calm. Like, it seemed like there was like a higher up nurse who came in, and then a doctor came in, and everyone figured it out, and it was fine. I got steroids, and then I was able to get the drug fine. Is that common for people to have a reaction?
Yes. Unfortunately, especially with Taxol is one where I don't know like the exact rates, but it can happen. And especially with that first time you're exposed to it, people can have a reaction. So I wouldn't say it's like super common, but we usually have a few chemo reactions every week. And so everybody here is very used to responding to them.
Yeah.
We have protocols and, medications that, or we have orders that tell us exactly what meds to give in what situation. So for the patient, I'm sure it's very scary and unexpected. But from our end, hopefully we're able to generally keep it pretty calm because we're pretty used to it.
That is exactly what happened. The only one freaking out in that room was me. Everybody else was calm. They knew exactly what to do. I had my dad with me. He was a doctor, and he was like, they're doing all the right things. You're going to be fine. Like, everybody was not nervous but me. And that's kind of the stories that we go through on this week's pod with her about sort of just what to expect, make it less scary.
And, Jamie, when you said, 16 treatments and then the 20, because you had to do the 4 with the Red Devil, that's a lot of treatments. What was going through your mind, having that, especially when you first heard of all the treatments that you were going to have?
Well, I remember, Lloyd, like in the beginning, a nurse calls you to set up your schedule. Mm-hmm. And I thought I was going to get that first round of drug every 3 weeks. And then she told me it was every single week for 12 weeks. And I just started crying because it just felt so massive. It felt so big. But here I am. I'm at the other end of the treatment part of it. And you can do hard things. And especially when you have no other choice.
But you know what? Like, the thing that I take away from this, like, I feel like if it were me, I would want somebody to be like completely assertive, completely confident in what they're doing. Like, yes, be transparent. Like, you might feel a little crummy after this, but like, this is the way it's going to go and it's going to go well. Like, that to me, that level of confidence, like to what your dad was saying, like, they're doing everything right. They're doing everything that they need to do. Like, that would make me feel more comfortable, more at ease.
Yeah, and that's how Henry Ford operates. They tell you all of the possible side effects. And in the moment, in the very beginning, it seems like, oh my, this sounds very difficult. Mm-hmm. But you're not going to get all of them. But to your point there, they tell you everything possibly that could happen. They prepare you, and then you begin the journey.
You know, when you rang the bell, I told you when we spoke last week that, you know, you you were crying and you had like a, it was like a cry of happiness and a cry of relief as well. How is Ryan doing, your husband?
Oh, well, I'm going to tell him you asked about him, Lloyd. He's okay. Like, we're feeling confident, you know, because we got through this really hard time together as a family with the support of a lot of people. So we're feeling pretty good. I'm starting to get nervous about this major big surgery coming up, but I also know that I have the best people in place to do it.
Absolutely. Yep.
It's very cool. And I mean, it's right. Nobody ever wants to be here. But the fact that that's the attitude, the fact that that's where you're at in this is awesome.
Well, thanks. Yeah, it's come a long way, guys.
Yeah.
And I appreciate your support. And it's been fun bopping on with you guys every so often. Talk about this podcast. This podcast has given me purpose. And I really appreciate the platform from Cumulus, and I appreciate you guys. And I'll be back. We'll figure out some sort of way that I can be back in a small form at least before the surgery.
Sure, absolutely. We're looking forward to it.
Cool. Well, we love you. We're happy you're feeling well. We're happy this part is behind you, but the podcasts keep coming.
Yes, it.
And that's very
they
exciting.
They keep rolling.
They keep rolling. That's exactly right. All right. Well, did you see any of the game yesterday?
I saw a little bit of it. Yeah. I mean, once America got out, I was like, kind of out.
Right. Yeah, a lot of people kind of checked out after that.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. I get it. All right, we'll talk soon.
All right, bye, guys.
All right, see ya. That's Jamie Edmonds. It is a journey. It truly is.
It's a journey.
Right, when you hear, this is just something you got to go through.
But when you hear her voice and how she sounds and everything, it just lets you know that this is something that can be beat. And with the support and the type of attitude that she has with this, I mean, that plays a big part in it as well.
Well, also, the candid nature of it.
Yes, yes.
Because it would be easy to say, like, I'm good, I'm great, like, this is awesome, we're moving on to the next, but to also be like, no, it's scary. Mm-hmm. There's still hurdles in the way that we got to get through.
Exactly.
Like, that, to me, is real.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think is resonating.
And I think that's why the podcast is still resonating and has helped so many people.
Yeah. Of course, Monday, 8:49, Monday Munchies on the other side. It's JR Morning.